Introducing today's contestants. A speechwriter, originally from New York, New York, John Posen. A medical student and marine officer from Elk Grove, California, Chris Chim. And our returning champion, a biotech researcher from San Diego, California, Carmela Chan, whose one day cash winnings total $24,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Now, a few of you looking in at this moment are saying, why is Trebek wearing an orange tie? Because tomorrow is Halloween. All right, I'm happy to welcome back Carmela. We've had a lot of $24,000 winners on recent shows on Jeopardy. Chris and John, good luck to you also. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. Let's see how the three of you fare with these categories. Happy Halloween. All that jazz lingo. Two-word science terms. Describing the TV show, followed by historic builds, and finally a virtual tour. There's a lot of that going on these days. Carmela, start.
Science for 200.
Found in almost every living cell, DNA stands for this. Chris.
What is deoxyribonucleic acid?
Correct.
Science terms, 400, please.
Famous ones of these include the Perseids in July or August and the Leonids in November. John.
What are meteor showers?
That's it.
All that jazz for two, please.
This three-letter word means in the know. Add cat to the end, and it means a jazz fan. And that three-letter term is hep, H-E-P, hep, hep cat. John, back
jazz
to you.
Jazz for four, please.
When musicians informally improvise together, it's a clam bake or this edible session. John.
What is a jam?
Yeah.
All that jazz for 1,000, please.
This insectile swing dance came from a Cab Calloway song and originally meant a nervous person. John.
What is the jitterbug?
Good.
Historic bells for two, please.
Since 1954, the Japanese peace bell has rung near the Secretariat building at this organization's headquarters. Chris.
What is the United Nations?
Yes.
Science 800.
It's about 5 feet long and includes the cecum and the colon. Carmela?
What is the large intestine?
Right.
Two-word science, 1,000.
It's equal to -459.67 degrees Fahrenheit. Chris?
What is absolute zero?
You got it.
Science, 600.
Coal and natural gas are types of this alliterative stuff formed in the earth from plant or animal remains and used as a source of energy. Chris?
What are fossil fuels?
That's it.
Historic bells, 600.
The largest bell in the world, the Tsar Bell, sits on the grounds of this fortress at Red Square. Chris.
What is a Kremlin?
Yeah.
Bells, 800.
Dating to 771 AD, Korea's divine bell of King Seongdeok served as a model for other bells used in this same religion. Chris.
What is Confucianism?
No. Carmela or John? What is Buddhism? Back to you, Chris.
Bells, 1,000.
According to lore, the Liberty Bell cracked tolling for John Marshall, who died while holding this office. Chris?
What is Supreme Court Justice? Chief Justice of the United States of America.
Thank you very much for clarifying that.
Describing the TV show, 600, please.
Queens of the screen, Ben de la Creme and Latrice Royale, dressed for the occasion. May the best woman win. Chris?
What is Bosom Buddies?
Nope. Carmela.
What is RuPaul's Drag Race?
You are right.
TV show 800.
A 2020 data re-entry. 7 of 9, 2. And isn't that Will Riker and Deanna Troi? Engage. Carmela.
What is Enterprise?
Nope. Chris.
What is Star Trek Picard?
Yes.
TV show 1000.
The Child Needs Caring For. A forceful show in 2019. Hold on. Nick Nolte was in it? John?
What is The Mandalorian?
You got it, and that takes you $200 off the lead. Takes us into break. We'll be back. John Posen is a speechwriter from New York. I'm going to take you back to Hebrew school, and there was a combination of hymns in Hebrew school sung to the Jeopardy think music?
It is not the original tune, but we would always beg to sing it that way. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra, and so on.
Of course, and so on. All right, let's go to Chris now. Chris Shim is from Elk Grove, California. Placed third in the Miss Harvard competition.
I haven't told the story publicly, Mr. Trebek, but I want to emphasize it was for charity. But yes, it was an evening gown portion, a swimwear portion, and a talent portion. And I got third place. And again, it was for charity.
So this was in 2002.
Yes.
That means 18 years ago, you were a lot better looking than you are now. You came in third.
That's true.
Okay. Carmilla Chan is our champion, biotech researcher, who was once accidentally interviewed for the Oprah Winfrey Show.
So a couple friends and I were actually in an elevator, and there was one other lady in there as well, and she just looked over at us and asked us, hey, do you want to go to the Oprah Winfrey Show? And we thought she meant tickets, so we follow her, only she leads us to a very dark room with just a chair and a spotlight. And it turns out she wanted to ask us questions about Martin Luther King Jr.
That's,
who knew?
Who knew indeed? All right, I'd be frightened about that. All right, let's get back to John. Go ahead and make a selection.
Virtual tour for 200, please.
Prospective college students can tour campuses online like Northeastern University and Berklee College of Music in this city. John?
What is Boston?
That's the city.
Virtual tour for 1,000, please.
High up in the Andes of Peru, you can peruse this fascinating city of the Incas. John.
What is Machu Picchu?
Yes.
Virtual tour 800, please.
First stop, the governor's palace as you begin your tour of this colonial capital of Virginia.
What is John. Richmond?
Nope. Chris.
What is Williamsburg?
You got it.
Tour 600.
Two recently excavated homes are part of the tour of the ruins of this ancient city buried by Vesuvius. Chris.
What is Pompeii?
Yeah.
Tour 400.
You'll find that you can virtually explore this space shuttle inside and out at a Smithsonian hangar in Virginia. Chris?
What is the Enterprise?
Nope. John?
What is the Endeavor?
No. The important word in the clue was find, because you'll discover. It was discovery. Back to you, Chris.
Bells, 400.
Answer, Daily Double. You now enjoy a $1,200 lead over John.
I'll bet $1,200, please.
All right, here's the clue in Historic Bells. It first rang in 1859, cracked later that year, and was refitted with a lighter hammer.
What is Notre Dame?
No, what is Big Ben? Go again.
TV show, 400.
Mr. Exotic, Country Songs, Murder for Hire, Polyamory, and more. What is Tiger King? Back to you, Chris.
TV show, 200.
Ode to Odenkirk, a legal prequel. Just kids having a fring. Carmilla.
What is Better Call Saul?
Yes.
Jazz Lingo, 600.
This plural word for skill in using an instrument comes from the power exhibited by a trumpeter, not a cut of pork. John?
What are chops?
Yeah, less than a minute.
Jazz, 800, please.
This four-letter nonsense singing comes from a line that continues, da-do. Carmilla?
What is scat?
Scat is right.
A Halloween, 600.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hart. For Halloween in 2019, I dressed up like this Central Intelligence co-star, like he looked in a picture back in the 90s. Unlike him, I made that fanny pack actually work.
Chris?
What is Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yes.
Halloween, 800.
This tricolored treat that is, let's say, not universally adored, was once called chicken feed. Yum. Carmilla.
What is candy corn?
Yes.
1,000?
October brings out undead soldiers, vampires, and ghosts, all serving the headless horseman at Phillipsburg Manor in this New York village. John.
What is Sleepy Hollow?
You got it. And with that, you wind up in the lead at 4,400. Hey, 2,000 separating first from third place. Carmilla, you're going first when we come back after this.
The Girl Who Played With Fire is the first sequel to this bestseller.
What is the girl with the dragon tattoo?
He was preceded and succeeded as president by the same man.
Who is Benjamin Harrison?
What is gubernatorial?
You're right.
What is Dracula?
Yes, way to go. Well done.
Right again.
Here comes Final Jeopardy. It's anyone's game. Did you come up with the correct response? You are right. Yes. That first round moved along rather quickly. A couple of missteps by the players, but now it's time for Double Jeopardy, Carmella. And here are the categories for you. Fiction. Famous Margarets. Movie sequels. Each correct response will differ by a letter. We'll need two words. If you lived here, where would you be? You'd be home now. Where do you want to start?
Differ by a letter 400.
A dominant male and an island hello goodbye. Carmella?
What is alpha and aloha?
Correct.
Differ 800.
Menudo ingredient and dull or unoriginal. Carmella?
What is tripe and trite?
Yes.
1200.
A mechanical device and a labor pain. Chris?
What are contraption and contraction?
Correct.
Movie sequel 1600.
This comedy set in Vegas and its part two set in Bangkok are on the R-rated highest grossing list. Carmella.
What is The Hangover?
Yes.
Sequels 1200.
A bunch of reporters get into a brawl that escalates quickly in this Will Ferrell sequel. Chris.
What is Anchorman 2?
Yes.
Sequels 2000.
Before he directed Hellboy and The Shape of Water, he took on the Wesley Snipes sequel, Blade 2. John.
Who is Del Toro?
Guillermo del Toro. You got him.
Fiction for four, please.
In her first book, this teen detective solves the secret of the old clock. Then in number two, she explores the hidden staircase. Carmella.
Who is Nancy Drew?
Right.
Fiction 800.
The Jackal. In this Frederick Forsyth thriller, is an assassin hired to kill French President Charles de Gaulle. John?
What is The Day of the Jackal?
You are right.
Fiction for 16, please.
Gamekeeper Oliver Mellers is the title lover in this scandalous 1928 novel. John?
What is Lady Chatterley's lover?
Yes.
Fiction for 2, please.
In a World War I set novel by C.S. Forrester, Rose Sayer and uncouth Captain Charlie Allnut are thrown together on this title boat. Chris.
What is the African Queen?
That's it.
Famous Margaret, 1600.
A nurse by training, she was a pioneer of the U.S. birth control movement. John.
Who is Sanger?
Margaret Sanger, correct.
Margaret's for 2000, please.
This American anthropologist published Coming of Age in Samoa in 1928. Carmella.
Who is Mead?
Margaret Mead. Good.
Sequels 800.
At the beginning of this 2018 animated sequel, we see how the Pars deal with the Underminer, whom we last saw in 2004. Carmella.
Who are the Incredibles?
The Incredibles 2, yes.
Sequels 400.
In the Spanish language version of this 1991 sequel, the title character says, "Sayonara, baby," before defeating his foe. Carmella.
Who's the Terminator?
Terminator. Terminator 2.
Differ by a letter 1600.
Answer there. Daily Double. And you are certainly within reach of the lead.
5,000.
Wow. Okay. Big wagers this week. A place to throw back some drinks and a large natural underground chamber.
What is a cafe and a cave?
You know, we were hoping for tavern and cavern, but those are acceptable. So select again.
Differ by a letter 2000.
1/8 of a fluid ounce and beat the skins. Beat the skins part is drum. The other part is dram. Back to you, Carmella.
If you lived here, 400.
If you lived in the main city of Upper Silesia in 1820, you lived in Prussia. In 1920, in Germany. Today, in this country to the east. Chris.
What is Poland?
That's right.
800, if you lived here.
If you once lived in the wealthy community of Kolmanskop, Namibia, you left with everyone else when these gems ran out. Used to have a lot of diamonds there, not so much anymore. Chris.
If you lived here, 1200.
If you lived in L.A. 150 years ago, you'd be this.
just like today. But you'd spell the word with a tilde over the second N. John?
It's Angelino.
Yes.
If you lived here 16, please.
Answer. Daily double.
I will do 4,000, please.
Okay. Around the year 1900, if you were living on this island 10 miles off French Guiana, better hope you were a guard and not a prisoner.
What is... where Papillon was?
Yeah, what is Devil's Island? What is Devil's Island? Go again.
If you lived here 2000, please.
If you lived here from 1808 to 1814, you were this romantic poet. Think the one who grew up rich. Chris.
Who is Keats?
No. Carmela.
Who is Shelley?
No. John.
Who is Tennyson?
No. Who is Byron? Lord Byron. John, back to you.
Be home now, 1200.
In an emergency, a seek this order means find a place to be safe. A this in place order means stay where you are. Carmela.
What is shelter?
Right, less than a minute.
Home, 800.
A monitor letting the justice system know you haven't left home is usually attached around this body part. Carmela?
What is an ankle?
Correct.
Home, 400.
In Nunez versus San Diego, a court struck down one of these time limits for juveniles as it didn't have enough exceptions. Carmela.
What is a curfew?
Correct again.
Home, 1600.
If you want your package delivered when someone is home, these two words follow adult in a FedEx option. John.
Present required.
No. Chris.
Signature required.
Nope. Both of you made the same mistake. You neglected to phrase your response in the form of a question. Correct response, what is signature required? Final Jeopardy coming up. Phrases of the 1950s. We'll return with a clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... Consider leaving this top part of your pumpkin attached as it continues to provide nutrients even after it's picked. What is the stem? Happy GEICOween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
A little bit of redemption available here in Final Jeopardy with phrases of the 1950s. Players, here's your clue. A 1954 book review said of this colorful two-word term, also applied to the post-World War I era, the underlying hysteria lives on. 30 seconds. Good luck. We'll start with John. He had 4,000. Made a little mistake of close to the end of the Double Jeopardy round, and he wrote down, what is the Red Scare? In final, that is the correct response today, and that means you will add $3,999. You're at $79.99. Let's go to Chris. He had 4,600. Red Scare. That's what we're looking for. And... you will add $45.99. That bumps you up to $91.99. Now we come to the champion, Carmela. Could not be caught. Did she come up with Red Scare? No, she picked yellow journalism instead, and so it cost her a little bit, I think. $1,800 only, leaving her today with $12,400 and giving her a two-day score of $37,201. Have a good, safe weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
Slotomania makes every day fantastic. You never know what will today spin. Download Slotomania now, the number one free slot game, and find out what will today spin.
An evening in front of the fire can be so relaxing, but dangerous creosote buildup can cause a chimney fire if not removed. Help protect your home with CSL, the creosote sweeping log. You've probably been meaning to clean your chimney. With CSL, it's so easy. Burn just once every 60 fires. CSL, the log with the chimney sweep on the box.
7 on your side with a voter roundup before Election Day. What you need to do to make sure that your vote is counted. Plus, live entertainment is back. After a hard hit to the Hispanic community, the safe space that's now back in business, new at 11.